listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev. Let's get to Kevin Woodley in Goal Magazine, our big guest of the day, brought to you by Shatified for the most stylish cuts and straight razor shaves in town. Walk-ins are welcome at all four Edmonton and area locations. And right now, you go in, you get any haircut, they will give you a free orange dye job if you want for your hair, gentlemen or ladies. You want to go full in fan? They'll do it for free at Shatified. Kevin Woodley in Goal Magazine, NHL.com. Joins us, Kevin. We are now into the final week, which is fantastic. I want to start, first of all, on the San Jose Sharks. They got some injury problems, no doubt, but Martin Jones is suddenly struggling mightily. How come?
I got to be honest with you. I think there's a bit of an overworked factor, as much as he doesn't want to admit that. When we talked about teams that were perhaps riding the number one too hard early this season, the Sharks and the Oilers were near the top of that list. And the odd part to me was that in San Jose, Aaron Dell was posting like a 930 to 940 save percentage, depending on what time of the year you were talking, and they just refused to go to him more often earlier. Now, they've since kind of tried to make up for it by resting Jones more in March, but the combination of sort of a disintegrating structure in front of him and not playing regularly enough, especially early March, to kind of maintain the rhythm he had, has kind of undermined him a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not capable of kind of finding that form over the last few games. I thought he looked pretty good against the Canucks here the other night, although the only goal Vancouver did score late was kind of leaky and one of those ones that make people scratch their heads when a goalie's struggling just because it went right through them. And frankly, the Canucks have a tendency to make a lot of goalies look like the second coming of George Vezina this season. So, here's the thing about Martin Jones. He's an excellent goaltender, no question. But I do think that when we talk about styles and systems and structure and goalies being a product of their environment, I think he has played in a pretty favorable environment over the past couple of years. And as good as the Sharks were early this season in terms of not giving in or not struggling coming off an appearance in the Stanley Cup final, I think a lot of people expect them to maybe take a step back with older players and everything they went through to get there. They were really good early this season, and we've just kind of seen a looseness in their game. Watched when they went through Alberta, it was a little better, I actually thought, against the Oilers, despite losing, but back again a little bit against Calgary. And just, all goalies are gonna struggle when things get looser in front of them. But I think Jones is a guy who relies on it maybe, just based on style of play, maybe a little more than other guys. He's a very structured goaltender. He plays a contained game. He doesn't rely on flashy athleticism. He relies a little more on positioning. He's got good hands, but he relies a little more on positioning and efficiency. And so when some of the reads and some of the things in front of you start to disintegrate, I don't see him as a guy who's going to go all Jonathan Quick and make crazy scorpion saves like Quick did last night against Arizona. So maybe just a little bit more dependent on what's going on in front of them. And it hasn't been pretty here in March because they haven't had much to play for.
Yeah, not at all. Now, Anaheim's in a unique situation. Bernier came in, played very well for Gibson when he was out. John Gibson here on Saturday night in Edmonton was fantastic. The Oilers, Leon Draisaitl beat him in overtime on a great play, a nice shot. But Gibson played really well. Is he the obvious choice to be the starter for the Ducks in the postseason in your eyes?
I thought he was. Even coming off of this injury, just because they seemed to go out of their way to make sure he was the guy throughout this season. Bernier has been, as you said, really good down the stretch, around 940-something save percentage heading into that game last night in Calgary over the course of March. But he was also really good early this season. When I remember seeing him kind of late October for the first couple of weeks of the season, and he was in the 930s at that point and talking to him about some of the things that had changed for him after a miserable year last year in Toronto. And the thing was, it didn't seem to matter what he did early. It was always Gibson's net. And they seemed kind of almost like, you know, determined to make sure nothing questioned that. There was never any reason to question John Gibson as our number one guy. So I was surprised when Carlisle came through town here on this road trip and basically said that as well as Bernier's playing, Gibson's going to have to earn his spot back. And I guess to his credit, he looked like he did that against Edmonton. I still think he's the guy they ride going into the playoffs. As much as starting him ahead of Anderson arguably cost them and cost Boudreaux his job in Anaheim last season, I still think it's Gibson to start and Bernier's your sort of insurance policy if things don't go well. Gibson is capable of games like he had against Edmonton. He's also capable of goals like the one that tied it up against the Oilers, where I know it's a tap-in for Lucic, but if you really break down that play, the more it moved around, the further he got behind to the point where he had to go all in on the one-timer and really spread out, and that's something that I see in his game a lot, where he puts himself in position to sort of be flat on the ice with his, you know, sort of almost snow angeled and reaching, and he makes spectacular saves that way. But when he gets behind the play and goes to it early, he leaves himself with no chance for a tap-in like the one that Lucic had. Whereas if he beats that play on his skates and doesn't sell out on the one-timer, at least he has a chance to then be spectacular on the Lucic rebound. And so that's a trend in his game that we've seen over the past few years that I haven't really seen improve. He does tend to get a little behind on plays as they move around the zone. He does rely on that sort of spectacular athleticism at times too early, but the upside of having the ability to make those first saves, I think is something that the Ducks will welcome at least to start the playoffs. The downside of it tends to come with inconsistency. And I told you the other week that when talking to one of the analytics companies that looks exclusively at goaltending, as good as Gibson is around 9:21 going into that night, he was in their minds the most insulated goaltender defensively so far this season. So when it does get a little loose, he does tend to get behind and a little over scrambling.
Kevin Woodley from Ingo Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Of course, the Oilers getting set to take on the LA Kings tomorrow. Now, Ottawa, they're reeling because of injuries and a lot of things. Eric Karlsson's out. That hurts them. They've lost lots of guys down the stretch. How's their goaltending fare during this sudden collapse by the Senators?
Well, I mean, up and down. I mean, look at Craig Anderson and in his last five starts, and you know, it kind of bobs from a couple of 940 nights to a couple sub 900 nights, matter of fact, alternating. And I think that's probably to be expected. Anderson is a very much a feel and rhythm goaltender who relies on skill over technique to the extreme side of that spectrum. When we talk about technique on one side and skill on the other side, he has leaned heavily over the skill, and he's got the ability to pull that off. But as the structure around him, again, another team where, and I think it's injury-related in Ottawa, when you talk to them and talk to their goaltenders and about this season in general, the one thing that comes back all the time is just how good and how structured they've been for Guy Boucher in his first season as a head coach and how that's what was missing. And losing Eric Karlsson, who is, in my mind, with all due respect to Brent Burns, your slam dunk Norris Trophy winner and probably should have been last season as well, losing him amplifies it further. But when you have as many injuries and as many guys playing sort of out of their normal spot, you'd like to think that structure would remain consistent. But when you got as many call-ups as they do, it's hard to kind of maintain that. And this just looks like a lot of things snowballing. And the goaltenders as the last line of defense, they're not going to be able to hold it up as consistently as they have through the past. So, like I said, Anderson's had good games and lost. It's not all on them. But eventually, as those types of chances pile up, especially for a guy who relies on feel like him, it can become overwhelming. And Condon has done a great job for them this season. But again, a guy who I think is better served playing, you know, a little more positionally and a little more, again, like Jones, his style leaves him a little, not that he's not capable of spectacular at times, but he plays a way where he's just going to give you real solid positional goaltending. And when that structure is there, it can be really good, as he was early this season. But as it dissipates, I don't know that there's that next level for him to pick up a team that's not doing the job they were earlier this season in front of them.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com joins us discussing all things goaltending. Now, the race for the Vezina, I think a few weeks ago, it looked like it was Dubnyk and Bobrovsky, but Dubnyk's really fallen off. And now, from my vantage point, Kevin, and I don't vote as one of the professional hockey writers. We don't vote in the Vezina, so I can discuss it openly.
So can I. Guess who chooses it? It's the general managers, and we all know how well they know goaltending, right?
Well, to me, Bobrovsky right now, he's kind of the clear-cut favorite. Like, if I was guessing the three finalists, I'm guessing Bobrovsky, Holtby, and Talbot are the three finalists. I think Bobrovsky wins. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It could be, you might even see Price working, although he doesn't have the games quite, you know. I would see it's either Price or Talbot in that third spot, and it's probably Holtby as the other finalist, but it's got to be Bob at this point. I mean, nobody else is above 930. He's at 935. When you crunch some of the advanced numbers, his goal saved above expectation is, like, off the charts, better than any of those other guys. So as much as we've talked about them as a good story as a team with Tortorella there, the quality of chances he's facing, and I actually think it fits his style, behind that sort of collapsing defense where you can have pucks sort of bouncing all over the place. Luongo really struggled with it here in Vancouver because lateral mobility and side-to-side movement was not his strength. With Bobrovsky, it is. So he's able to kind of sit behind all those screens and all the traffic that Columbus creates by kind of collapsing back to their net and never be out of a play laterally. He's been spectacular this season. We talked about it earlier, 19 pounds of muscle lost during the off season, and that is the big difference for him. He sort of, all the strength gains he made last year maybe went a little too far with the lower body work. He backed off on that, and he's regained some explosiveness with his side-to-side movements. The skill's always been there, and that weight loss has allowed him to sort of stay healthy through a busy season. He's just at this point a slam dunk. I mean, 10 points higher than the next guy in terms of save percentage and Craig Anderson. And like you said, with Dubnyk falling off, I don't see any way that Sergei Bobrovsky doesn't win the Vezina Trophy this year.
Kevin, we got a few guys texting about, and I don't know if you can quantify this or not, but do you know what Talbot's ratio of skill to technique would be? And when structure breaks down, how does he do?
I think he has a really nice balance. I'd put him probably a lot more towards the middle than a Craig Anderson. Maybe even further, if you got it right in the middle, he'd tilt a little more towards technique for me. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have the skill. It's funny. His skill is playing a quiet game and always beating passes and always being in position. And that's athleticism. To me, that's what defines modern goaltending athleticism, the ability to put your frame in position quickly and squarely. And that's the thing that Cam Talbot does better than a lot of guys. It's also what has allowed him to play so much this season and not be overworked, because he doesn't have to work as hard to get into those positions just based on the efficiencies in his game. But he still has good skill. He still has really good hands. He just doesn't put himself in a position where he's got to flop and rely on it. Like, he doesn't do a lot of reaching with those hands. He'll make sure he gets the body behind it, because a reaching glove can miss. A reaching chest or putting your chest behind the puck, even if you miss with the glove, it's going to hit a shoulder or hit part of the body. And so he goes towards that side of technical, but with a nice, it's a technical foundation with a nice skill set on top of it, leaning more towards the technical side in terms of what the foundation is, what he relies on most.
So if you're a goalie who relies on system more than ability, does that make you vulnerable? Because the minute there's a breakdown in the system, now all of a sudden you're simply not as good as you might be under a good system. So as an overall goalie, maybe you're just simply not that good, because you're more reliant on the people in front of you than you are on your own ability.
I think everybody relies on structure to a certain point.
Sure.
And we talked about this in terms of styles, fitting systems. Some guys are really good off rush. Some guys aren't. They just get better skaters, and some teams play a different style of game. Yeah, arguably that's the case, but you can look at a guy who relies heavily on skill and might have the skill to bail out a bad team. But sometimes if you don't have the technique as well, and you put yourself in a position to rely on that skill, it doesn't matter if you're capable of more spectacular saves. It doesn't matter if you're Jonathan Quick in terms of the explosiveness. And I mean, that save, not to reference it twice, but that save he made last night where it was like a backdoor play, and instead of reaching across with his glove, he actually kicks his leg and kicks a shot out of the air like a couple of feet off the ice. I mean, that's just a silly amount of skill. But Quick still has a good technical foundation. It's the guys that rely too heavily on the skill that, yeah, they might make a spectacular save and be able to sort of bail out a bad team a little more often. But there's also a good chance they're giving up bad goals more often because they do rely heavily on that skill. So I don't know that there's absolutes there. I think as the analysis improves, that's what we want to be able to do. We want to get to the point where we can measure, okay, does the guy who has to make the spectacular save, is he better off on this crappy team because he's going to make that great glove save? Or is the guy who's in position less likely to allow bleeders through him all the time than that guy who doesn't have that technical base? To me, you can't play the game in the NHL anymore on too extreme of the scale on either side. In other words, you can't. We hear a lot about, when we have the equipment debates, about blocking goaltenders. There aren't really any pure blocking goaltenders left in the game. You know, if you want to qualify Jaguar as sort of one of the last ones, there aren't a lot of guys that do that anymore because you can't just get away with that. You have to, even the guys that have strong and rely on strong technique still have to have another element on top of that. And I don't think you can get away with pure skill. I can't think of a single guy in the NHL right now. I mean, obviously some more than others, but a single guy who, you know, gets up off the... Ryan Miller might be one of the last guys who every once in a while still gets up off the wrong leg when he recovers on a post-save recovery. But there aren't many left in the league that don't also have a mix of efficiency in their game. And him, too. He works hard at it to kind of supplement that skill. So the scale, I guess what I'm saying is the scale, there's still a sliding scale there, but the extremes have narrowed towards the middle over the past couple of years because you just can't get away with being too far outside on either side of it for long in today's NHL.
Well, Kevin, as always, great stuff. We appreciate it. Next week, we will be going matchups because at this time next Monday, we will know exactly who the Oilers are facing. And once we do, we will have a comprehensive breakdown for Oilers fans on how they can score on said San Jose, Calgary, Nashville, or St. Louis goalie, which is what it looks like will be one of those teams that the Oilers are facing in the first round.
You absolutely will, and that's why I apologize for being a little rambly and disheveled today, Jason, but I am knee-deep in that process of what amounts to about 120 hours of video to give you that exact thing on every goalie that's going to make the playoffs and start. So I look forward to having those breakdowns ready to talk about for you next week.
I love it. We'll do it, and if hockey poolies will be all over. It'll be great. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.